Traditional clinical trials are like a challenging obstacle course. First, phase one trials, involving healthy volunteers, determine if a medicine is safe and what is the most appropriate dose. Next, phase two trials, with up to 100 patients, assess the medicine's efficacy and tolerability in the actual disease. Finally, large phase three trials, involving up to thousands of patients, confirm that the new medicine is not only consistently safe and effective, but also better than the current standard of care. Recent advances in our understanding of disease are making this paradigm less and less viable. Let's look, for example, at cancer. The phase 1-2-3 approach works well to test a medicine for a certain disease, for example, lung cancer. It still works when things get a little more specific, as in non-small cell lung cancer. Today, however, we know that what we call lung cancer is actually a group of hundreds of different entities, each caused by one or more specific genetic mutations in the affected cells. New cancer medicines are developed to target specifically such mutations or their consequences. This means not only potentially hundreds of different clinical trials to test drugs against every type of cancer, but also an increasing challenge to identify the relatively small groups of patients with each specific mutation.